Dear Internet.
Welcome to Dear Internet, the show where a group of friends come together to answer the internet's wildest questions. This week, we're talking about a campsite with too much drama, the Hat Man, and a faux Moana. I'm Jennifer Cheek, and with me is Tim Lanning.
Hello, Jennifer.
Nick Bristow.
Hello, Jennifer.
And we have a very special guest, Jesse from Naruto Revuto is here with us today.
Hello, everyone. I'm so excited to be here.
We are recording on June 21st again because Tim and I are going to be at a wedding this coming week. And Michael, we were going to record, but Michael lost his power. And so Tim was like, hey, Jesse, do you want to record tonight?
Yeah, I guess
we're
going to
record a podcast in 4 minutes.
My question is, Jesse, why'd you cut down that tree on Michael's power line, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what the heck?
I had to get on the show one way or another.
But no.
You contracted Bachman to make a video and you cut down
yes.
the tree. I respect it.
Yeah, yeah. No, I feel like Jesse, you're like one of the folks that I definitely like wanted to have on, so this just worked out mm-hmm. really well.
You're like, yeah. I was just pushing trees on the power lines and I didn't even think about this, but okay.
I'm doing what I love.
Little silver lining, you know?
Went in
my
Rochester.
Simple passion.
I love to knock down trees and also be on podcasts.
What's your relationship with Reddit advice?
Oh yeah,
or
that's a good question.
Advice in general.
So I used to be really into it. I used to like read all of the relationship advice ones, like all the time. I kind of have fallen off of it a little bit just because my life has gotten a little bit busier. I haven't had as much time. And sometimes they're really depressing. Like to find the funny ones, you have to go through the depressing.
You know what I was going to say, Jesse? I don't know if this is true for you, but I actually feel like I am browsing Reddit less these days because honestly, I'm in a better place.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm not digging in there because like, you get into like the hole of just like the bad, depressing posts and you just like can't stop reading them.
Yeah, when you're in the muck yourself, it's like other people are in the muck with me. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah. I love it here.
I recognized probably too late in a quarantine of like what triggers my depression. Filtering that shit out.
The internet.
Yeah, I just figured it out like 3 days ago. Like, get the fuck off Twitter. Like, I've known get the fuck off Twitter, but like, you know, I'm just now kind of doing it. You're not really.
Like, I feel like it also, I wonder if it was a little bit of like RIP into that, man, but I'm different.
Yeah,
like, I can do it.
I'm the queen of do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's bad on the internet. So yeah, like, I also feel like I've been less in it these days.
It just makes me, like, it's someone was like talking about having a bad time at McDonald's. I was like, who gives a shit? Shut the fuck up.
Get some problems!
Yeah, like, dude.
Is this why, like, the younger generation is all on, like, the new social stuff? And, like,
probably.
The older generation doesn't care? Are we becoming the older generation?
Yeah, I think we are.
So. I mean, three of us aren't on TikTok.
But also, unfortunately, the teens are very logged on, and the pandemic needs to be over, because they need to go outside, because they keep causing so many different, like, fandom dramas. Like, I swear to God, I was looking at some fandom drama the other day, and I clicked through, because all the youth have a card, C-A-R-R-D, with all their info in it.
Really?
And I clicked, this child said they were 13 to 15. It's like, so you're 13. You're 13.
They just don't want to have to update it every year.
They
Jennifer.
Didn't want, Jennifer. They want to seem like they're slightly older.
Somewhere between 12 and 18, so I'm legally allowed to be on the phone.
Yeah, it's... I need the teens to go out and like stay out late and be making out and making bad decisions there and not posting.
Yeah,
the teens got so good at TikTok though.
Yeah,
they did.
So
true.
Good.
I mean, they're very powerful. I'm very scared of them. I need them to log off.
If anyone comments, okay, shorts to me one more time.
No,
I'm shorts. I'm out.
Yeah, side part. I'll just start crying.
If the younger generation of today. Was around with Vine, like Vine would still be here.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe. Also, I'm unsure. What is the first to market idea? I don't think Vine was the first to market, but like, you know, startup's going to start up.
Yeah, it's a rise and fall, baby. It's always gonna be that fall.
Because don't like all of them make zero money. Like, has Twitter ever made money? You know,
I think so.
Twitter stays struggling.
Like, the only reason, like, and that's why Facebook is so bad, because it does make money now.
Existence rules.
Because it's bad. We gotta. All right, let's.
All right.
You know what? Let's
get into thanks again, Jesse, especially for the short notice. It always makes you feel bad of being like, hey.
Sorry.
I've always wanted you, but I didn't ask you at a convenient time. I asked you 4 minutes ago.
Now that we're desperate.
No. Yeah.
Well, like I've said to, like I did it to Nika too. I'm like, hey man, I don't want to be rude, but Josh might have a thing. Can I be lightly shitty to you? And say,
be like, can you be our backup, please?
Can you say maybe next Sunday, but you know, yada, yada, yada. But you know, it's hard.
Figuring out schedules is hard.
Yeah.
So yes.
I'm glad that it worked out.
Yeah.
Tim, can you please read for us?
Oh, okay.
This first question that I just found today. I was like, I'm just going to go do a quick look on Reddit
fresh.
And see what I can find.
Yeah.
Because I felt like some of my questions, they just didn't feel right for today, and I need to go out looking for some more.
You got too many dad questions, so we didn't have any dads.
There were a lot of dad ones, and that were making me depressed, and I did not. There were a lot, actually.
Well, it is 8:08 p.m. on June 21st, 2023. Let me take a quick sip.
Yep, take a big ol' sip. This
make sure, yeah.
Honestly, ASMR. This one's not cursed. I'll tell you. I will give you a little. It's not cursed.
We did a lot of ASMR in our most recent Patreon one, so I chose to not really do it. Yeah, grapes in 3D Dorito crunched chili cheese nachos.
Also, the Patreon we just did was extremely fucked up.
Yeah, I kind of lied yesterday when I said it wasn't that fucked up.
It wasn't that fucked up, but the middle is. Especially because
it was
Jennifer,
a roller coaster because I
Jesse,
thought it was
she hid
be
the
very
title from
up.
Us.
I did. I hid the title because it gave everything away. So, hey, if you're listening to this and you're like, what the hell are they talking about?
I almost want
to
say.
Just subscribe to our Patreon for
$5.
Patreon.com/
I wanted to save our listeners.
Get to reading.
Okay. Am I the asshole for leaving a campsite because there was too much drama and saying when I asked to get a refund?
Families
got in trouble.
Drama at the campsite.
I love the idea of going to KOA. Like, this, the vibes here.
Bad.
I went camping at a popular campground, KOA, in a popular national park.
What is KOA? What does that mean?
I don't have to answer that question.
I don't know.
So much drama. On the first night, two families were fighting amongst themselves. Midday, the next day, a couple was fighting. In the evening, a different family was having a spat. I hoped the third day would be more chill.
But as soon
as quiet hours ended at 6 a.m., a whole other group started having an argument. I love that. That's
okay,
beautiful.
Okay. The language makes me think British because of spat. But also, like, camping kind of sucks. And so, I'm going to be on edge. So I'm going to have to get into a fight.
But you're going to fight if you go camping.
Right. And it's not a physical fight, but I'm going to be snippy.
Well, and here's the thing. This is a bunch of families that are coming out of quarantine. Like, let's do a family vacation together.
So right.
And they're just like, I'm so fucking tired of seeing your face.
As soon as the, like, analog clock ticks over to 6, I was like, I told you I didn't want any fucking runny eggs. I wanted fried eggs.
Slimy eggs.
Fucker.
You ever want to get one of those, like, it's like, oh, this tent sleeps 30 people. It has 7 rooms. And also, like, once you put it up, you will never get it back in the bag. But technically, it's cheaper than a hotel.
Yeah. I'd sleep in that.
No, it'd be warm. And it would turn into an orgy too quickly.
That's probably.
Anyway, I went to the park office and I said I wanted to check out early because there was a lot of fighting and I was kind of looking to relax. This seems totally fair to me.
I just love this person too. Like, I edited a bit for clarity, but like their wording choices are very funny to me. they are looking to chill for
nature is famously a place to go chill.
Yeah.
The employees were asking who was fighting, and I said it was like 5 different groups, and overall it just wasn't my vibe.
See, the vibes are bad. The vibes are bad at this campground.
It's rancid here. The employees said that they'd have to check with the other groups if I was reporting something like that before refunding me. And I said, fine, but I wasn't trying to get them in trouble. I just wanted to leave for somewhere more laid back. So they went around the camp with me. And asked me to point out the groups and then go wait in the office. The people saw me walking around with the employee and pointing them out.
That one said he didn't like his eggs.
T-shirt, that's the one that cheated. That's the one that took the Lord's name in vain.
These kids are just screaming about something. I don't know what.
Jesus.
This one was saying.
Why making them like go around and like point out who was fighting?
You? Walkie-talkie. All right, lot 13.
Get him out.
Anyway, I heard outside that a bunch of families were getting mad and fighting more because they'd been accused of disturbing the other guests.
You riled them up. They're so freaking mad.
God damn it. I didn't really care about that. I just wanted them to do whatever they needed to do before they'd be willing to refund me the rest of the week. Okay, it's fair.
Yeah, they're just, listen, he's fair. Just trying to find a better vibe.
This is can a sitcom. This the is a, someone like, steal this.
Oh, yeah, no, like, I get it. These people suck.
Yeah, the employee was fully on this camper side.
Yeah, like, they seem real annoying.
I bet the campground was like, I'm on your side here, but I'm also kind of a petty bitch who loves drama personally.
Yes. Point
of
mouth. So this is like the most fun they've had in a really long time.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
It's like last week we just had 3 mosquito bites.
It's like we just had a bunch of old swingers here before. I'm pretty tired of seeing an old man balls. So.
I'm so sorry, sir. Most people enjoy this kind of thing. <It's called,
laughs> at Lake Scream a lot. It's, you know. The employee told me they'd grant me the refund.
Okay.
And when I went back, imagine you walking like,
fine, we'll
like,
refund you.
It was them. Hey, what the fuck are you looking here for? Throws bottle at camera. I'm gonna throw up. I did just choke on my own spit. And when I went back to the camp to get my car, a couple people made comments to me that I was being a bitch.
Oh, he's a woman, actually. You know what? I don't think it says the name of the asshole. So I actually don't know.
If it's a man, this is funny. If it's a woman, it's not.
That's why? Funny. I think it's even more funny. Well, she's just trying to fucking vibe, man.
Well, no, being called a bitch.
Oh, yeah, that's not
true. Jennifer,
that's
as a cool. feminist, oh, that see. Word is oh, so painful.
Oh, it's so painful. Regardless, I think we can agree that this person smokes a lot of weed. I think that's, we know that about this person.
I kind of hope it's just like one of our moms who just wants to go there and put her feet in the lake.
Novels?
Yeah, and read romance novels and stuff.
I hope she's smoking weed too, though. Because, like, mom, you can do it. It's good for you.
From the outside, this appears to be a Karen. But from the inside, we totally get what she's doing,
yeah,
right?
She's just trying to get her vibes right.
She's trying to get her vibes right and her money back.
And her money back.
Yeah. Okay, that is respect. That's a little Karen.
Legally, what she's doing is Karen-y, but it escalated to being a Karen.
She wasn't
not her
trying
fault.
To get them evicted or anything.
Right, she's
she
not
just
trying to be a narc.
A refund.
This is so funny.
I stand with this like Karen. I'm sorry. I also hate loud sounds.
It kind of just sounds like she wanted a hotel, but to be close to nature.
Yeah. Sorry, man. This is a campground.
I would be very annoyed if people were just screaming all night.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what nature is now. All it is people screaming. Fucking screaming and drinking.
I'm very conflict averse, so I don't like it when people fight around me.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's if this was me, I'd immediately be like, as soon as like you have to point them to me, like, all right, I don't need my $3,000. It's fine.
Yeah, I'm
just going to leave.
I know camping is like seen as this open, great adventure, but truly when you think about it, it's like quarantine, but smaller. You're in a smaller tent.
And, like,
you're with more
Right, because
less electricity and you can't like really shower and clean your ass.
Because you're either at a popular campground and you have to stay in your lot, or you're on like a trail and there's certain spots that you, it's like, it's like 7 p.m. It's dark. There's bears. I'm not going to walk another 3 hours.
My food.
I don't know anything about camping, but I assume if you just like go into the woods and like tried to camp there, you'd be arrested.
Yeah. The people made comments that I was being a bitch and that maybe I should not be going to a family campground expecting quiet. Oh, and I was being petty for bringing up stuff that happened a day ago.
Like, listen, that happened a day ago.
Yeah, I screamed
you're
the
being
C word.
So
but
we're not
yesterday.
Even fighting about that anymore.
I'm still mad. Fuck you,
bitch.
I told them all the same thing. I didn't send the employee to talk to them. I was just trying to work stuff out with the main office so I could get my refund and go somewhere more laid back.
She's trying to fucking vibe, man. Like, yeah. I just... Sorry.
The employee wanted to go talk to them. I didn't. One of the groups was really upset with me because they got some kind of citation, and I just started ignoring them and packed up to leave. Am I the asshole for how I left the campsite, getting some groups in trouble for fighting so much that they made me wanna bounce?
Oh my god.
I'm sorry, but this this Reddit writer has never done anything wrong in their lives.
Man, this is so cool. I feel like this is like the normie sort of like Reddits and the sort of more chaotic leftist who gives a shit. Crime's good. Cheating's not always as bad as you say it is. Us sort of grasp hands. Like, we support this, Karen.
I am sorry. It's just that, like, okay. She was just trying to chill, as I've said, like, 10 times.
But
is
also,
that a crime in the United States of America?
Your Honor.
But also, like, the employee being like, let's go around and point him out. Like,
dude,
that's the problem. Level. She's just like, she should have been like, no, I don't want to do that. I just want my money back.
But honestly, it is so funny to it do was, it, though.
If they did it on, like, a golf cart that didn't slow down, maybe.
Yes. Yes.
I wish it did slow down between each one. They go,
it's like, all right, so I'm going to point. I'm going to point to every lot, but I'm going to, like, put my thumb up. You know what I'm saying? At the other one.
Yeah, like, your guys are good.
Yeah, you guys are good.
I think that you should have, like, walked out behind the employee, like, hiding behind and just, like, tapped the employee. Like,
what I would have done is gone into their closet and put on the Smokey the Bear costume they have.
Like, it's dangerous to be too loud.
Y'all should shut the fuck up.
I'm going to need you to take this comically large DSLR camera with the spy lens on.
Yeah, it was like satellite dish. Like,
oh my god.
It's very obvious that you're taking surveillance photos.
Yeah. Jesse, I'm glad you're here because you're one of the few people I know that is not conflict averse, I would say.
That's true.
How would you handle this?
Okay, so I'm reflecting on my trips as a child, and I'm like wondering what the circumstances like was.
Right.
Was this a situation where it was just a little bit of like a conflict, and they kind of yelled at each other, and they got it out of their way, or was this a situation where one kid was locked out of the RV, and the kid is slamming on the door, screaming to be left in for like the next 2 hours in the middle of the night?
Yeah, the kid was just lost into the wrong lot.
Right,
he got punched.
Like, I'm wondering what the situation is, because if it's just, like, a family, okay, if it was the RV situation, I think I'm going to the RV, and I'm also banging on the door with the kid,
like,
and
being
like, let your kid back in!
I'm trying to chill!
Yeah, yeah, because
if
it's just, like, the gentle sounds of 76 8-year-olds screaming, sure,
right.
You fucked up.
It's not great.
You should have picked a different campground.
Yeah, that's on you.
But... you know, I get where you're coming from.
Like, I also don't enjoy the sound of children screaming.
Right.
But, like, we live across the street from a park. They're going to scream. It's not their fault. I don't like it, but I don't go
yell at
them. And
also, that park wasn't there when we moved in.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
That's why we're leaving the state.
They won't shut up.
Children.
But I would never go out and yell at the kids for being loud, even though I want to.
I almost did once.
I do want to. Children love screaming. Like, they scream outside our window all the time.
They just like to scream.
Well, certain times, I'm just like, should we call somebody? Not to, like, get them in trouble, but, like, it sounds like they need help.
Yeah.
Are these children in distress right now?
Yeah,
I wish they had not put the screaming tube out.
Yeah, I'm gonna go on a Nancy Reagan tirade against screaming tubes.
Oh, you mean Nancy Reagan? You mean Nancy Grace?
No, what's Reagan's wife?
Oh,
name?
Well, Nancy Grace has a TV show where she does things.
I don't know who Nancy Grace is.
Nancy Grace, you would if you thought Nancy Reagan. Yeah, she was the president.
I think she wanted you to do fitness.
Yeah, she did all sorts of shit.
I mean, she was probably bad. She believed in astrologers.
Yeah,
that's true.
Man, but the thing that's also so perfect about this and why it's a sitcom and why ethically a sitcom writer shouldn't steal from it, but I want to see it on my programs, is the escalation. It's perfectly written. Here's how to solve it.
Yeah.
I want to get the stakes over. I want my money back for a week. This is not 3 days.
Yes.
This is not 2 days. And we live in hell. So you spend 4 months saving up for your alone vacation.
Yeah.
You go to the store. You laugh as you buy a little hat with a fish on it. It made your week to buy that hat. Yeah, exactly. and then you get there and some motherfucker is just screaming at their
children. This feels like a plot for Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Very much so.
But I would very much like to see an It's Always Sunny episode with this plot, because I imagine that it would end up with Dennis trying to kill the children.
Yeah.
And then, like, maybe they have two camp plots. It's a very, it's a strong It's Always Sunny starter.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm rereading this first paragraph, And it says, okay, on the first night, two families are fighting. Midday the next day, couples fighting. And then it says, as soon as quiet hours ended at 6 a.m., a whole other group started arguing. Like, so cool. It sounds like they're only arguing during non-quiet hours, so it's fine.
Listen.
Yeah, legally. Oh,
I'm sorry, my brain. This is actually a perfect Frasier episode. this is just like a Frasier episode.
This is like a Frasier episode where, like, Frasier's new girlfriend is into camping.
He's like, I'm going to go, but he's like, I'm going to go talk to them.
Yes.
And then he goes to talk to the employee. This is literally just a phrase. Who wrote this Frasier script?
He goes to the employee and he's like, oh, I want to get my money back. And he's like, well, we need to figure out who the problem is.
Yeah, and the employee's bored.
They go around and Frasier points out the guest. They do see it and get into a fight. And he has to
do conflict with them.
Yeah. And then for Frasier
does kind of like try to hide it, and he fails hiding it, and then he's like, it's them! It's them!
Exactly. He's like, you are being so loud.
And for some reason, after this incident, like, he was planning on leaving, something changes and he could no longer leave.
He's just gotta
fucking stay around with everyone pissed at him.
Yeah, the Peter Frasier like, is that since he's bad, there doesn't have to be a good ending.
No, because he deserves a bad ending. Yes.
So the bad ending is not him getting his money back, it's him staying there.
Yes, and he has to deal with
Frasier's dad is immediately friends with the fighting family.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, Frasier's not that big a deal.
Roz makes friends with him. Daphne makes friends with him. Even Niles does.
Fucking T-Dog shows up, or whatever his name is.
Oh, Bulldog.
Bulldog shows up. That's one of the people he goes to yell at, and it's actually Bulldog. We're having a great time.
Guys, this is the best script of Frasier that we've ever written on this show, which we've done a few times.
Frasier's a time.
They're rebooting it. We gotta get our spec script into
We should cut this all out so we can finally...
Into the producer's hands.
Yeah, it's true. But literally, this is our idea, which you can have for free, but just quote, just say this is from the podcast, dear.
Yeah.
I bet this is a fucking episode. It's too perfect.
Do we feel like we've answered this?
I could talk about this forever.
I think this person is right, and I hope they had a chillin' break at the campsite. This just got posted, so I guess this is still ongoing.
Yeah, I wonder if she has any. Listen, or they have any comments. I hope
that you were having the most chillin' time.
Maybe the real culprit is the romanticization of camping. All
damn, that's true. No, thank you. I do not.
That's true. Actually, that's a good point.
I like air conditioning, and I like being inside where the internet
is. I do like the tags that people get. This person's an asshole enthusiast.
Yes. Yeah. The Am I the Asshole tags are very good. Jesse, could you read us our second question? It's a pretty short one, and I'm actually very glad that you're here, because I'm curious what your thoughts will be on this.
Okay.
Or if you know anything about it.
All right. All right. Question two. Who, what is the Hat Man, and what is his significance?
What is the Hat Man?
Huh?
Yes, hear it out.
Does an encounter with the Hat Man signify something? Omen of sorts? What or who is he? A being from another dimension completely? Can you summon him, or are there triggers for a manifestation from him?
He's our paranormal, isn't it?
Buddy, you know what it is. And absolutely do not look up what is the Hat Man, because...
Okay.
Have you heard of this at all? Is this?
I've never heard of the Hat Man.
Me neither. So I did briefly look up when I first found this question... if it was, like, a thing at all. Mm-hmm. And it does appear to be a thing, but I, like, stopped myself. I pulled myself out, and I was like, okay. Because I want to discuss what we think the Hat Man is.
I think he's just, like, Slender Man, but, like, with a comically big hat. And it's, like, really funny.
Bigger hats.
Yeah, he's like you know, there has to be ghosts of, what's what I'm looking for, mascots that don't exist. You know what I'm saying? Like, the purgatory of, oh, we got a good idea.
You mean, like... you said mascots that, like, never made it, or ones that they came out of favor.
They got to, like, stage 3 out of 4, left, you know, Don Draper's office.
Oh.
And now they've been birthed into the world. I think he's really funny. He has a really big hat.
And so, what kind of a hat do you think it is, though?
A cowboy.
You think a cowboy hat?
But, like, a Ranger Rick's cowboy, or, like, you know, it's big, and it's, like, it's
is it curling on ends?
It's like, looks like a cactus. It's big, you know? Okay. It's big. It doesn't look like a cactus.
That doesn't sound...
Like, I think I'm just thinking of the Curious George guy.
That honestly sounds comical and not
who's
scary.
Who's the Curious George guy? Big Yellow Man? What's his name?
Oh.
The Man in the Yellow Hat.
Man in the Yellow Hat.
I see, in my brain, I definitely felt a Slender Man vibe. And never I mind. Was thinking Big Top Hat is what.
Oh, that's cool.
I like I Big Top Hat a lot.
Yeah, Big Top Hat, Slender Man.
I feel like ghosts, you know, ghosts are usually like, you know, pre-1900s kind of thing. And like, yeah, like hats were very ghost, popular.
Yeah.
You so most ghosts wear hats.
Oh, oh, that's true. That's true. I was thinking a sleep paralysis demon because there is that sleep paralysis demon guy who just is like a guy wearing a flannel and like with a beard. And like, that's it. That's the sleep paralysis demon. That's very scary.
See, yeah, like the thing is, I have to assume that the Hat Man is a creepypasta, which is an internet created scary creature.
Yeah, I decided it's the Arby's hat.
Oh, no.
The mitten killed it.
No.
And now it's here.
Oh, no.
I do, yeah, I mean, do they call the sleep paralysis man the flannel man, or is he just the guy? Because to me,
the guy.
Calling him
the
hat
guy.
Man, it'd be like, oh, it's just, he looks like a very scary, I don't know, transient drifter, but he wears a hat. It's like, well, you're kind of, that's hat's not scary, it's kind of
Randall
funny.
Flagg.
It's, the Walk'em dude. I'm laughing. Can I Google it? Can I Google the question?
Yeah, let's, okay, so now that, I think we've speculated enough, and I
So who, and what is the hat?
Yeah,
and how, how does the hat man show up?
Yeah, we actually need to answer the specific questions. So, okay, so the first question is, who slash what is the hat man, and what is his significance?
Yeah,
what do you tell me?
Can you summon him, or are there triggers?
What does he signify?
Yeah, is he an omen? Is he a
I don't know if it's a trigger, but, like, you know how sometimes you get, like, a craving for a beef and cheddar?
Yeah. Oh, I was just talking about it earlier today.
All that's because the Hat Man, has been around you, you know? When you get a,
Nick,
so you get a chill and a hunger for a beef and cheddar.
Yes.
So Tim and I don't have cable, but so occasionally when I am able to watch TV, I have seen and heard that Arby's commercial, we have the meats.
We have the Hat
Is
Man.
Is that the Hat Man? Is he saying we have the meats for
Wake
Arby's?
Up. It's a stormy night.
Howdy!
It's 5 for 5 curly fries, baby!
You love
I don't think they do
sauce.
5 for 5 anymore.
Shut the fuck up.
5 for 5 Arby's.
If it's not there, don't tell me.
It's not there, I can't.
I'm moving to the Midwest. I kind of am.
We need our Arby's again. I'm ready to eat curly fries.
I went to Arby's. Like, I got the Hat Man visited me one day. Uh-huh. And I got a craving for Arby's, and I went. And, like, I, like, plugged it into my Google Maps, and it was, like, a part of town I've never been to.
Yeah, it's not real. It's fake. That's where the Hat Man lives.
I went there. It was the oldest Arby's in existence. It was one that was shaped like the hat. Like, I don't know if you've seen those Arby's. And it was not.
What? The Arby's are shaped like the hat?
I'm pretty. Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
Nick, that is where the Hat Man is from. For right. sure.
I have Googled it.
Please tell us about the
Hat Man. Is very scary.
No.
And it makes sense why he's the Hat Man, because it's just a figure, a shadow monster with a hat.
This is just a CIA agent.
Yeah, he looks like, it's just like a, you know, it's kind of what Nick said, right? Nick, you're the one that said that all ghosts have hat because it's from the past, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So he kind of just has like a flat hat, like an Amish man would, I guess. And he's a sleep paralysis demon.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
And I don't like it.
He's spooky. He's definitely a scary guy. You don't want to see this guy as an omen singing to you the RB specials at the end of your bed.
Dripping of cheese.
So when I see this drawing of the Hat Man, all I can think of is that very old video where the person was talking about finding the leprechaun and the drawing of
That's
the leprechaun.
That's true.
That's what it looks like. Because it's just an outline of a man with a big stupid hat on. Mm-hmm. And it's not, what even kind of hat would you call this hat?
I think it's like an Amish hat.
Yeah, really is like an Amish hat. It's not a top hat. And it's not a cowboy hat either. It's flat on top.
There's the Hat Man.
It's got a big brim.
Is there a Blu-ray? Is this real?
I'm gonna scream.
The Hat Man, documented cases of pure evil.
What
is Sinister Coffee and Creamery? Is there an ice cream shop?
Go back to that website.
Is there an ice cream shop that spreads cryptids to stuff.
Oh, yes.
My God.
I need to go.
I think it is, oh actually. My
God. Dude, it's QAnon for ghost believers where.
No, I think it's just inspired. Well, I don't know.
I like to believe this coffee shop as a bit invented QAnon.
This is,
Oh my God.
Do about. I need to understand them. What's their deal?
About us. We're weird.
Yeah, no, they it's just.
Okay. They seem to be lovers of cryptids and spooky.
They just like, yeah, I mean, listen, we love a cryptid.
We love a cryptid.
What's your favorite cryptid, everyone? Personally, I'm a big fan of the Sasquatch. It's my number one favorite one. Well, but the Mothman. I also love the Mothman.
Mm.
I'm kind of a Loch Ness guy. Is that a cryptid?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think most of them are real, but Loch Ness. I'm into Sasquatch for sure, but I've always enjoyed Loch Ness because it involves water, and water's scary.
And you would like to ride one?
No, his neck's too long. He'll steal my like hoagies out of the water or something.
I really like the Mothman.
Mothman is cool.
He's scary. Like, he's one of the scarier ones for sure.
But he's also like trying to warn you. Like,
yes,
hey,
yes,
you got moths in your closet. Happen.
Got a big ass on that mural they made of him in like
he's got a big, big
West
fat
Virginia
ass.
Or whatever.
Yeah, it's in West Virginia, which I love. If we drive through sometime, okay. I would like to go to the Mothman Town.
Okay. I'm not like a big fan of creepy stuff because I have an overactive imagination, and like watch something scary and then have to like walk the dog in the middle of the night, like I'm seeing that shit in the bushes.
That's real. It gets scary sometimes. Like, a lot of horror movies I have to take hard breathers with and, like, watch sitcoms afterwards or something
or, like,
to recover.
You gotta watch it in, like, the afternoon so you have time to get unscared before you go to bed.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I even, like, last night, like, we have a deck, like, at the back of our apartment and the blinds were kind of open and I was like, gotta close these blinds. Because what if I look over and there's someone's scary face is looking
at me? Oh, my God, my friend. He had, when I visited him in California, I don't know if he's talked about this before, but he had like an apartment above his garage. It was a very nice apartment. But also his house is in the middle of the fucking woods in the mountains. Uh-uh. There is nothing around. And so, you know, you have to walk from his house to the apartment. And I was there by myself.
Nope.
Staying in the apartment. Nope. And the thing is, you like walk up the stairs on the outside of the garage to get to the apartment, and the door is all glass.
Oh.
So like when you step out of the shower, like there's like the door right there, and like every time God. I was like, there's somebody's gonna be standing right there when I step out. A murderer.
That's spooky. That's terrifying. That or in like look like when you like wash your face and you look up in the mirror, I'm always so scared like there's gonna be someone.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say there's gonna be there.
Yeah.
It's like, the hallway. It creeped me out so much that I like I took a sheet and then like opened the door and like put the sheet over the door and like close it. So it wouldn't be just like open.
Dude, Nick, I love that. I feel like I would have done something similar because it's like,
it's
like so, like, I don't know, not like humiliating. What's the word I'm looking for? Like, you just feel very vulnerable when you are in a house and there's like someone can see you from far away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My grandma's house has tons of giant windows.
Because the thing is, like, even if my friend, like, was coming up there, like, I don't know, give me something or, like, in the morning, like, just, he would have to be right in front of the door.
Yeah.
So as soon as you turn the corner, there's going to be somebody standing there.
Yeah.
I need a little separation, you know?
Yeah, a new house that has big window door, and I'm like, I'm just going to spray paint it.
No,
you know what normal, what you do is you put blinds there.
Yeah,
that's true. Put blinds there.
Well,
Groggy Boy 34 says he is drawn to family strife, like if your parents fight or are abusive towards you.
Oh, Hatman. Damn.
Someone else posted that they had an experience with Hatman as well, and there's nothing to trigger a visit from him. Did a normal bedtime routine, same as I always did, and he visited me.
He brought me an Arby's beef and cheddar.
Yeah, I got a delicious. Yeah.
Hatman is over party.
Yeah, I guess he's part of the larger oeuvre of shadow beings.
I think he's a subset of a Slenderman.
Yeah.
He's a Slenderman's child.
Yeah.
Yeah, so do we think this author is trying to summon the Hat Man with all these questions? That's a great question, actually.
Question asker, you need to be careful.
Right, because they don't say that, oh, yeah, yeah, I saw them. It's like, they're trying
they
to...
They are, you're right. They're trying to get Hat Man to come to the house.
I don't like this, because now I know about Hat Man, and I'm going to see him.
Yeah, he's going to come visit.
Their name is stalked by a demon.
Oh.
And they just posted fan art. Of the virgin killer sweater.
On Mr. Kobayashi's dragon.
That's cool.
Maid, which is, I do enjoy that.
Yeah.
I was hoping it was going to be Hat Man and the virgin killer
sweater. No, he's a sexy Hat Man with his ass out.
Yeah. You know,
wow.
Yeah, it is funny, you know,
this
not
person
to.
Person loves horny dragons.
not to judge, but it is funny. You win a certain type of person who is really into horny dragons, and we're not judging, is also into...
Like, but for real, tell me about the Hat Man.
The Hat Man.
Hat Man's coming to get me.
I want to slap his cheeks.
I don't want Hat Man to see me jerk it off to this dragon porn.
Yeah, I was cranking it hard to some dragon porn, and my hat fell in my room.
And that was the Hat Man.
And then my dad yelled from downstairs,
shut up! What are you doing up there?
That's the family strife. Yeah, I'm trying to see if there's any connection of what they've posted.
Just
a lot of not safe for work
really
dragon art.
Likes a lot of horny anime stuff for sure.
But it's not like nude. It's just kind of you
know. It's just horny.
It's just horny. It's tasteful though.
Oh,
ooh, this one's not tasteful.
Boy, that's not tasteful at all. I think we might need to move on.
Let's move on.
I'm sorry, Tim. You can keep looking at all these horny dragon asses if you want to, but I think I need to hear Nick read.
Nick,
let's read this next
for myself.
Am I the asshole for refusing to roleplay as Moana?
Oh, I've read this.
Crushing a little girl's dream.
Oh, I read this. This one went around the
yeah,
net.
Sure did.
So I'm a 22-year-old female, a part-time nanny, and currently working and I currently work for a wealthy couple. I look after two kids, 3 female and 5 male. The 3-year-old is absolutely obsessed with Moana. When I first met her, she immediately asked me if I'm Moana. I hesitated, but her mother gave me a look and kind of said, yes. The little girl got so excited, and at that point, I had no idea what I was in for.
Uh-oh.
Gotta drop a quick Minecraft rules on this one in case anything I say.
Yeah.
It's a joke.
Yeah,
it's for our Fraser screenplay.
It's for our Fraser... what is it? Oh my God.
Spec script. Never mind.
Ever since that day, I've had to pretend to be Moana. The woman actually paid me extra to keep up the act.
No.
I only responded to the name Moana and told the girl all about sea adventures.
Oh my God.
It quickly turned into a nightmare, as I always had to be in character and make up stories. The girl became convinced that I am Moana. So I did something a little out of character. She would get very upset.
Like, you're not the one Moana would do that!
Moana doesn't shit!
Moana would tell me not to do this!
I've discussed with the mother that we would have to phase out this Moana thing at some point in the near future, as I don't want to continue anymore. She said this would be fine. A few days ago, the mother texted me a picture of a Moana costume and told me I would wear it for the family's upcoming Moana Day.
What?
Seriously.
I almost went to read that sentence again. It's so fucked up.
Yeah, it is really fucked up, actually.
Moana Day?
Everybody has Moana
me,
Day.
I would wear it.
She's like, you're going to wear this
you're gonna
for
wear
Moana
it?
Day.
Hey, I'm going to so fucking do a racism on you, and
ooh,
you're going to dress
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
Seriously, when is it not at that house? Moana Day.
When is it not Moana Day
at that house? I'd have to bring the cake out, and afterwards, there would be some pool activities with the kids. I told her immediately that I would not wear a costume or swim in the pool as Moana or continue role-playing. I was well aware that I could potentially lose my job over this, but at that point, I did not give a shit.
Hell yeah, girl. Hell yeah, Moana. I'm sorry, but you're Moana now.
She said that she understands that this was a bit short notice.
Oh my God.
But it would really make her daughter happy. I told the lady that it's actually racially insensitive to shoehorn me into this role, as I'm not even Polynesian.
Oof.
I told her that not all people with tan skin, wavy black hair are from the same place. Her only response was that she's not racist and that she just wants the best for her children.
Well, there you have it, everybody. He's closed. He's not racist.
Yesterday...
Yeah, thank you, Nick. Honestly, I was about to be in trouble.
Yesterday, I was with the kids, and I gently told the girl that I am not Moana, never was. God. She immediately started crying. Her brother hugged her, and she continued screaming. It was an absolute shit show. My ears are still ringing from all that screeching. Her mother was pissed, of course. Afterwards, the father spoke to me in private and said that although he understands that they're asking for a little too much, I should have known it's Moana Day soon.
Oh my God.
And I was furious and asked him, when is it not? Afterwards, he went out to get some ice cream with his daughter while I stayed with the son. Miraculously, they have not fired me yet. I guess it's because their daughter calmed down, though it's still a very sensitive subject. So am I the asshole for crushing this little girl's dreams? Could I have solved this issue in a less asshole-y way?
Dude, can you, like, imagine, okay, you're babysitting, and, like, one of the cool things about babysitting is sometimes the parents will, like, order to-go food for you and the kids
or
whatever.
Right.
You're, like, sitting there about to, like, go down on some mac and cheese, and the kid just looks at you as, like, Moana doesn't like mac and cheese.
You're like... well, this is... ocean mac and cheese. Like, this is a 3-year-old. So, like, I understand why this little girl got confused, because she's a baby.
Right. But, dude, like, when my, you know what parents and grandparents and caregivers do is they head off at the pass troubling things that kids might accidentally do when you don't
lean all the way into it, you mean?
Exactly.
Like, no, you're Moana.
When I was at like a train show, you know, there was a little person there, and my grandma was like, hey, just as an FYI, don't ogle, don't be rude, but you know, there's a little person with it. Something happens, you know, that is not in was. It's probably the way I remember it. I was quite young. I remember she was probably chill about it. Probably in hindsight, she probably said quite a few things
that were
unchill. But at least she headed off the pass.
But like that actually is your job as a parent.
Right. Don't let your kids be shitheads to
you're Moana.
Right. It's like, okay, you see someone with curly hair, you're fucking tangled. You're tangled now.
I feel like, less bad for a little girl. Be like, you look like Moana. You'd be like, oh, that's nice. Like, but
well, it's
like,
a little different if it's a little white girl saying it to.
Could you imagine?
I've definitely heard of
someone and saying that you look like insert brown character here.
All right, that's fair. Yeah, good point.
I've definitely seen or heard of like kids being like mistaking like, oh, this is some, you know, princess or whatever.
Right.
And then the parents just like looking at the person and being like, yeah, that's them. Yeah. That's them.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And then like just jokes, expecting a random stranger to just like go along with it to be nice. Right.
So many people are not ready to be parents, actually.
Yeah.
I think it's all parents. I know that's not fair to all parents, but, you know, it's there seems like there's always something that crops up.
And, like, I'm trying to, like, give, I don't know, I'm trying to, like, see the other side of it. The mom is just like, please just say you're Moana. I do not want to fucking deal with
this. You don't know what we've been dealing with.
My kid's a massive racist.
She only cares about Moana.
Yeah, so that's kind of, like, that goes into my joke of how no one's ready to be a parent because it's the fourth most difficult job after crab fishing, podcasting, something else, and being a parent,
being a teacher,
being an influencer,
being an influencer. You know, so I get it, but that's what I'm more saying that like it's that said people shouldn't have children. I'm saying that it might accidentally turn everyone a little interesting for a little bit, and that's normal. But maybe don't do a huge racism.
Like, but also what I love too is that she's like, yeah, I've not been fired yet. I'm like, yeah, they're not gonna fire you because they know.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah.
No one else is gonna put up with this crazy shit. And like, you did it for like a long time. Now they're gonna ask you to do something else. Crazy.
Oh yeah, yeah. They're gonna for like, so sure. You said you weren't Polynesian, and then it's gonna be like, so.
So like, what are you though? So we can like make gestures. You be a princess.
Oh yeah, if you accidentally.
That is a very real fear.
Yeah, the little girl comes in and just exactly of wherever she's from. Like a cultural dress, and yeah, it only gets worse from here, folks, and we're not having fun.
And the dad just being like, "Yeah, I know it's a little overboard, right. But
it just reminds me of all those."
He doesn't do it though,
right? That's the thing. Parents be like this, and I know parents out there are here like, "I'm not like this. You are not."
Michael's not here to temper us.
Yeah, that's true. And
to give us
we have
perspective.
No, yeah.
Not a parent amongst us.
You probably wouldn't do this, but you probably did something because you're tired. And that's okay. And I get that. I'm on your side
here. I do that all the time.
I think, I was going to say, I think the human race should exist. I don't really believe that. I don't technically believe that anymore. But I understand that we need children to propagate it until we figure out a less... You know,
until we figure out how to upload our consciousness into the cloud,
right,
and become really cool robots,
right. So I don't want everyone to agree with me, and I don't think that I'm 100% right here. I'm just saying, when people get tired, things happen.
It's true, though. Like
that's all I'm saying.
That is simply true.
It's just true. Like that's how so many different fuck ups have happened in our world. Just someone's like, man, I'm overworked and tired.
Right. Sometimes you invent penicillin. Sometimes you invent the atom bomb. That's all there is to
sometimes
it.
Sometimes you accidentally shoot President Kennedy in the back. You know.
Yeah.
Sometimes a bridge collapses.
Sometimes a bridge collapses. You know, it is what it is.
Sometimes a space shuttle explodes. You know.
Jennifer, you have to stop bringing your government books.
No, it's real.
No, I mean, it also reminds me of every single one of those, like, crazy shitty like nanny job postings like you will bring a cell phone in the house and you will only eat strawberries around the children and when they have their 1 minute nap you will do the dishes and sweep the floor.
Well, and also like so many times like in these situations like people target people who are in bad situations to be nannies, like, just FYI, as far as, like, people talk about human trafficking and stuff, that includes doing, like, housework.
Yeah,
like, that is actually way more common than, like, what you think of when you think of, like, sex trafficking. It's much more often this. So, all that to say is, I feel like these, like, parents, like, take advantage.
Yeah.
This type of rich parent.
I guess I should say that this is very
I'm
a
talking
rich
about
person,
a normal, yeah,
a rich
is,
parent
yes.
thing.
Yeah, it's
it's all terrible.
It's bad.
Yeah.
So let's instead talk about what made us happy this week.
Oh wow, it's only been a day.
It's only been a day, I wasn't super prepared for this one. But so I'm gonna just cast around for the nearest thing to me, and that is gonna be
I can go
the
first.
3D. Well, I also just wanted to do this thing.
Okay,
guys, so it's more of a category. The specific item.
3D snacks.
Is 3D Doritos crunch.
All snacks are 3D.
But it's more that, like, hey, you're an adult and you go grocery shopping. Did you know you can buy yourself treats at the grocery store? If you're like, I want ice cream.
Treats aren't just for dogs anymore.
Yeah, that's for me. True. So buy yourself a treat at the grocery store. That's what made me happy this week.
Yeah, buy something
every time
stupid.
Buy something stupid.
Every time you go for a walk, you know, give yourself a treat.
Yeah.
Yeah, you deserve it. If you go pee-pee, go pee-pee. Get a treat.
Yeah. Use the big boy toilet.
It works for my dog, Dottie. She loves it. So why not? Why not for you?
Good enough for Dottie is good enough for us.
True.
Nick said he had one.
Oh, yeah, Nick, you got
it. Oh, yeah, I have one.
Why are you staring?
I don't know. I was just, like, waiting.
I didn't like it.
I think I talked about this in the olden times. The Netflix show Lupin.
We need to watch that. That's
It's a French show about a guy that really likes the Lupin books, like the old the French.
Oh, he likes the Lupin books.
Gentleman detective,
like the
Lupin
French, because the anime mangas is based on the old one.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So apparently there are quite a few anime allusions in it.
So it's very much like French Sherlock Holmes, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
So
it literally is, yeah.
He's a gentleman thief.
Yeah.
And I think there is a Lupin versus Sherlock Holmes book. But yeah, so the general take is it's a modern world. The Lupin books exist. And he's taken a lot of inspiration from those books and has become a modern-day Lupin.
Oh, that's fun.
That's fun.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah,
that's
I didn't realize it was, like, aware of Lupin existing.
And that's why the show Luther is about Martin Luther.
Idris Elba's 95 theses.
Crusade against the Catholic Church.
He hates him.
So it's a French show. I wouldn't even try the English dub because it's like very weird. I think live action dubs are kind of weird because it's just never quite matches up. Yeah, just watch it in the original French with subtitles. It's very good. But anyway, I talked about it before. They released the season one in two parts. And so part two just came out.
Got it. Okay.
And so we finished it in, I think, a day. It's five episodes.
I don't know how long it is. Was it 20 minutes long?
It's like 5 hour long episodes
for part two. Okay. That's a big deal.
Part one. I think it's 10 episodes total. But it's good. It's very good. Like the detectives, like trying to find him, like one guy's like, I think he's doing a Lupin.
He's really looping us.
And everybody is like, you're an idiot. Why would he be doing a Lupin from these old ass books? And he's like, I'm pretty sure he's doing a Lupin. it's good. It's fun. It's a lot of how's he going to get out of this one? And twists and turns. And there are several funny moments where it's like, oh, we got to get him. But where did he go? And it's just like him and a stupid mustache, like walking down the hallway. And
my God, yes.
Perfect. It is fun. The disguises work very well in this show, but like sometimes you're like, okay, you just put a mustache on, so
it works.
Yeah, if it works, it works.
it's very good and fun. It's a fun show.
That's great. My good thing this week is the Netflix show Castlevania.
Oh, yeah.
It's been out forever. I have no idea when the most recent season came out. You were high and watched it and were very rude at it.
I did?
You don't remember that?
No, when?
You're like, is this supposed to be good?
Oh, no, I don't remember that at all. Really? Oh, no, when?
Is this what they call an American style or an anime style American cartoon?
I am pretty judgy, so that does sound like a thing I would say.
I was like, yeah, you have to get through it. And you're like very, very, very rude at it. I think you were quite zooted.
I don't remember that even a little bit.
I've heard that show is very good.
Yeah. I don't think it's perfect, but I also think it has some of the best and most fun animation on a show.
The animation was great.
Decent voice acting, and it's all positives, baby.
Man, Pat Jennifer was so rude. I'm gonna have to give it a try again. I'm gonna get her.
I don't think it's initially perfect, and I don't think it remains perfect, but nothing is.
Almost no anime.
Yeah,
starts good, and this is. I guess technically it's an animated show.
It's
animated.
It's of the genre anime.
And like no anime first episode is going to get you. Like very, very rarely.
Right. And it's a little weird because the voice acting is by like actors. So for a while you're like, huh. But then you realize, but I think the main guy is good. And I think the guy who plays Alucard, who is Gaius Baltar from Battlestar Galactica.
Well, everyone in it is very hot also.
Oh, my God. It's the horniest show without, like, sex in it. At least I'm in season 3. I saw a penis today.
What?
But it was not in a good – was not in a way you would want to see
it. It's just, like, 3 seasons total, right?
I think it's 4.
Okay. But it is a limited thing. It's not like it's going on.
Right? Yeah, they're making, like, a I almost said the opposite of a prequel. No, they're making a sequel that has nothing, that has none of the original people, I think. The original creators behind the scene, and it's like someone's kid.
Hmm.
which is kind of, I guess, what the Castlevania games did. But, you know, yeah. I think a lot of people are always, oh, no, I have a real one. Shut up. Don't listen to the Castle. Keep that all in. But my real one is the show, what is it called?
Ted Lasso.
Salty, Fat, and Fried. What is it?
Salt, Fat, Acid.
No. Isn't it about fried? Fried something.
Fried.
It's the guy.
St. Louis Netflix food. Fresh fried. Fresh. Tell me.
Oh, why did it not say fresh fried and crispy?
Fresh fried and crispy. We made it. Okay. St. Louis is on the first episode of Fresh Fried and Crispy. It's it stars the guy who it just says food critic, and then 20 minutes in, it tells you who he is, and he's the guy that made Vines or YouTubes where he would review food in his car.
Yeah.
And he goes, ham.
That guy, you would recognize him if you saw him.
Yeah, I recognize this guy.
I was like, okay, this guy's a little much. But then once I realized he was...
Like, who's that guy?
That guy, I was like, he's perfect. I love him so much.
He
so,
goes to a place that's like... Was this what you were going to say?
Yeah, it was what I was going
to
say.
I'm sorry, I'll stop myself. I got excited.
I know, and I love you for it. He goes to a place that's down the street from my brother's house, which means it'll be, you know, just down the street from our house, called Sweetheart, which is a vegan bakery. And he gets really, really mad at how good the vegan buffalo chicken sandwich is. And
yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think one of the best parts about St. Louis is the food.
St. Louis has just fucking incredible food.
So I thought it was really cool seeing that as the first episode of the show. Someone recommended it to me. I forget who. Thank you on Twitter, whoever did it, or Instagram, I forget which. It's like just similar to that show Jennifer mentioned about the food stalls.
Yes.
It's less chill because the guy is much more charismatic.
He's got a Guy Fieri vibe in a good way.
He's a character, but he's really
excited about food.
Yeah, I like it. I love it. And I bet, you know, he gets into his persona more because it's the first episode.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah.
Hmm. That sounds fun. Like, that sounds like a show that, like, if it was just, like, on... If I was flipping through channels and I saw that, I would stop and watch it for two hours.
Yes, it's extremely that.
And which is what I love Netflix to get into, is to get in those.
Give me more of
I think they're doing a thing now where you can just put on Netflix and it will start playing shit.
Yeah.
That sounds too risky to me.
Put on the pirate show, not Gossip Girls.
It just... That kind of, like, channel flippy thing doesn't work if it's like, oh, here's a prestige television show, and here's season 3, episode 4. You're like,
yeah, exactly. That's what here's I'm worried about. Maybe they won't queue up things like that for you. I don't know.
That would be nice.
Maybe we should try it.
I wish they would just queue up the finale of like Game of Thrones, and you're like, no, don't do that.
Jesse, how about yourself?
So I have been really into these YouTube compilation videos of Korean baking factories.
Shit. That sounds so good.
It's really cool. So it's just people making huge batches of cakes or breads or whatever sort of dessert treats. And, like, they go through the entire process from step one to, like, the end. And they follow, like, these professionals around and stuff. And it's really cool. It's like ASMR for your eyes, basically, where you're just, like... watching professionals like do these tasks, like cutting layers in cakes. Like, some people do it by hand. It's insane. Yeah. It's so cool.
That sounds like a thing I would enjoy very much to watch.
I could send you.
Is it a specific channel or?
I have two channels that I follow. One is like called Food Kingdom, and the other one's called Piggy Boy. I think.
Hell yes.
I feel like Jesse probably has the best. Let's just say chillin'. Things to view and stuff like that. Definitely respect it.
Because when I'm chilling, I just usually end up watching music videos back to back. But that sounds like I would like to watch that.
Yeah,
while scrolling on my phone.
Yeah, that sounds very How It's Made.
I loved How It's Made. I love that shit.
It's basically How It's Made, but with no words, but you get the actual noises instead, which I really enjoy.
Ooh, so I like that.
I feel like if you have, like, a waiting room or, like, a restaurant and, like, you have some bullshit on the TV and it's like, oh, I can't understand what's happening in this episode of Friends. Just, like, put stuff like this on. Like,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Everyone would come to your garage or your restaurant where you hang out.
What?
There's always a TV, and like when you go to the like car garage.
Oh, I thought you meant garage.
Oh no, like, to go get your car worked on.
I got it.
Yeah, but just like put visually interesting stuff happening.
Instead of like
at the bar.
Yeah, whenever I go to my dermatologist, they always have some fucked up like the doctors are like
it's always shit. Like Dr. Oz.
And it's like, this is why are you playing the fake scary doctors that want you to eat fish scales or whatever?
Right.
Yeah, they do. They want you to take that fish oil pill.
Let's be honest, women are emotional.
They need to eat more acai. Please buy my certified essential oils. Yeah.
Audience nodding vegans. Like, mm-hmm, love it. Yes, yes.
True. Man, no, I'm going to have to check those out. That sounds extremely up my alley. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Desi, thank you so much for joining us on this podcast. What stuff would you like to plug?
Awesome. Yeah. So you guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Jusifers. That's JUSIFERS. And then, of course, I do a podcast with Tim called Naruto Revuto.
Yeah.
Where every week we watch some episodes of Naruto and then talk about them. We are currently in the filler hell right now, but we are this close to getting to Shippuden, which is like part two of Naruto.
Well, but also like probably it's very funny to listen to your episodes where you're suffering.
Oh, yeah. I think our filler episodes are unfortunately our best ones.
Because like when you don't have a lot to work with, that's when...
Oh, we have too much to work with, things shine. Unfortunately. The filler episodes are...
Every time I like walk in and see you watching, I'm like, I am putting my headphones back in. I do not.
It's just like so much fat phobia and piss and shit like that.
I understand. I understand like anime, like, oh, like we don't have enough content because the manga's behind, so we gotta just fill for time,
do some stuff.
How can they pump out a whole 30 minutes of animation and voice acting faster than in the manga? What's that about?
Yeah,
no, it's wild, especially with the content the filler has. Of you get entire arcs of filler sometimes. it keeps going and it doesn't stop.
And they like sometimes reference the previous one, which sort of breaks the fourth wall. It's like, I thought none of this was canon. Wait, but you just referenced it.
Is it all filler until Shippuden, or is there a final arc of regular Naruto?
No, it's all filler.
Shippuden.
Wow! You get it past a big fight, and it's all filler.
I watched all of Naruto back in the day, and I don't remember that, but I might
have. Most people tell you to just, as soon as Naruto and Sasuke fight, say thank you.
And skip to Shippuden.
Right. Like, there's some cool shit in there, but not worth
like,
it.
But also, it sounds like you could just listen to Naruto Revuto.
Exactly.
And get the vibe.
I think the first arc after it is worth watching, but it's so fucking weird that, like, it's gonna feel odd after the big climax.
Now, one of these days, I'm absolutely going to break down and either read or watch Naruto. Perhaps I know our nephew has already watched it. Maybe he will watch it with me. I would watch it with Ollie.
I never finished Shippuden, and like, I tried to go back, but I couldn't remember what episode I was on, and I was like, I ain't starting.
It sounds like, Nick, you want to come on Naruto Revuto. We should have you on as a guest.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely. We also kind of were noodling having on someone that hasn't watched any episodes because we're in the filler, so safer.
I've watched a little bit of it, but not much.
You've watched four. I want to know how many episodes of Shippuden.
No, we watched more because we were watching it for a while.
I forgot about that.
Are you fucking kidding me? This is why.
Yeah,
there's just too much, man.
I was gonna say, like, I remember like watching Shippuden, and I was like, am I on episode 130 or on 131? And I was like, that can't be right. Yeah, there's a lot.
There's so many episodes.
Too many,
not as many as One Piece, I don't think.
I know, there's way more One Piece.
Yeah, One Piece is just, like, absolutely bonkers.
Yeah, it's still going, right?
Yeah, still going, man.
Jesse, did you mention your other podcast? I forget which.
Oh, yes, and then I have another podcast called Final Fan Service, where me and Vince, my co-host, play the Final Fantasy games, and then we talk about them. We just finished going through Final Fantasy VII, and we're on a little bit of a hiatus right now, but we're going to be getting back to it with Final Fantasy X next.
Ooh. 10? What about... interesting. Okay,
fine. Yeah. We're skipping around a little bit.
That's fair.
They're going to stretch it out, you know?
No, they're skipping 8. They're not stretching it out.
I don't know.
We'll go back to 8.
They're playing ones they like, as opposed to...
I see.
Which is
okay.
Actually a better way to make a podcast than...
I just hate this.
This sucks. Squall sucks.
Terrible.
I love Squall. Take that back. My fake version of Jesse. Well, thank you again so much.
Yeah, no, thank you so much for joining. This is awesome. Thank you for having me. I love the cursed questions we talked about today. If you listening would like to see what the heck we're up to, you can follow us on Twitter at Ask Your Internet, and you can give us $5 a month to get access to special Patreon-only episodes. We recorded one earlier. It was very cursed.
It was so fucked up. So it's not as fucked up as we thought it was.
It's not as fucked up, but it is fucked up.
But yeah. Jennifer let us believe it was.
She tricked us. I did, yeah. And also, it's only on Patreon that you can hear Tim and I do Dorito and Grape ASMR.
So. Yeah. We also, we're a little more fast and loose.
Oh, we're wild.
You know how we threaten to accidentally K-word a lot of people?
Well, we do it more on there. We're way more wild. In Minecraft. But yeah. Minecraft. So if you want to hear a little less filtered, a little more unfiltered, that's Patreon. That's where you should go. But yeah, you can follow us on Twitter at Ask Your Internet, and you can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Cheek.
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Tim Lanning.
You can follow Michael DeMauro at Thrifty Nerd on Twitter.
You can follow me at R Bristow, and then Jesse, you can say, even though you already said it, you can say it again.
Say it again.
You can follow me at Jucifers, that's Jusifers.
Hell yeah. Thank you so much, and until next time, sincerely, dear Internet.